back into My Guys in the Desert, hour two here. I'm Danielle Avari here with your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray. We have Thursday night football tonight. Maybe not the most exciting game, but we have some football at least. Giants and Eagles, both teams have one win. Who is going to get win number two tonight?
Eagles.
Yeah, they are the 4.5-point favorite here.
Even though it does hurt their cause, it's Zach Ertz. Tight end's going to be out.
Miles Sanders,
running back's going
to
be out.
Just
but still,
a few.
You should be able to beat the Giants with one hand tied behind your back. So I would say the Eagles win this game tonight, Tim. I'm going to put it at 23-20. Slight lean to the dog and under the total, but I am not going to play tonight's game.
Danielle, Matt made fun of me because he asked me about Notre Dame Pitt earlier in this week. I was like, I don't know, 24-14, which is right on the number and right on the total. That's exactly what Matt just gave us right there.
I just told you to take the 4.5 and play it under very decisive.
Definitively, yes. Yeah. He has given you a 1.5-point window there.
And ever so slightly.
I'm not playing this game, though. However, I have made a vow after what the summer and spring we had to deal with. It's still football. I will watch this game. I will enjoy it because it is football. And we got college football tonight, too. Arkansas State and App State.
Poor dear Carson Wentz, your ginger brother, has taken 11 sacks in the last 2 weeks and 25 this season. Is he in for a rough night against the Giants defense?
Lane Johnson is back, which is a good thing. So his protection is a little bit stronger. Who will he throw to? That remains to be a big question there. But I don't think he will be as hit as hard as he was, let's say, a couple weeks ago when he was just getting roughed up by the Steelers. The Giants front is not comparable to what we saw with Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt and Stephon Tuitt, those types of guys.
I didn't hear a word you said, Tim. I've been watching the Ellen Show on three TVs.
Oh,
in here.
Nice.
What'd you say?
Anything to avoid talking about this
game,
right?
This is a game I will watch tonight. I'm not going to bet it. I'm not even going to live bet it. I just don't have that much interest in Giants-Eagles. I don't see the numbers are right on the game. I don't see a way to necessarily play this. I don't want to discourage people from, but if you have an opinion, go ahead and play it. I'm just not going to go on the record with anything.
Well, it was funny to hear Jimmy Vaccaro last hour, and this has been, I know it's starting to come back down to earth a little bit. The unders are starting to hit more and more, but he said money's on the under. I think that's what's at points bet as well. So it's hard to bet an over with these two offenses right now.
What about those props up there? The Giants' rush defense has only been allowing 3.7 yards per carry. Who do you think will have more rushing yards tonight, Devontae Freeman or Boston Scott? Great options, right? Matt loves it.
I'll pass. I will pass on that one.
Matt's just passing.
All right, Tim,
I'm taking Matt's money,
okay,
which he was handing out.
If anything, I would bet Carson Wentz over 17.5 rushing yards. Let's say he scrambles for...
Run for his life?
20 play. He's running for his life, it seems like, in every Eagles game you watch. So right. I think if I played something there, maybe it would be Carson Wentz over 17.5.
Where are some Jalen Hurts props? Let's throw that out there. I mean, it feels like Doug Peterson's taking a page out of the Sean Payton playbook. Hey, let's change things up. Let's give that change of pace quarterback in there. They've been using Jalen Hurts a bit. With Miles Sanders out, I think if you can find Jalen Hurts prop out there, I'd be intrigued by that. See if you can find if it's pretty low, look for a Jalen Hurts prop.
Carson Wentz has been taking a beating. He's been sacked 11 times in the past two games. I do think the Eagles are going to try to find ways to get Jalen Hurts in the game a little bit more just to diversify their offense. The element of surprise might help a little bit. Who knows?
All right. I know that Matt is tired of talking about this game, so I'm going to switch it up and just ask you guys maybe a bet that you're most excited about this weekend or one that you're going to sweat the most on.
Take it away, Tim.
We got Bet's Best coming up here in 15 minutes. That's called a tease in the business, folks. I like Georgia Southern. Haven't given that out on the show yet. I like the Georgia Southern taking on Coastal Carolina. Could be a letdown spot for Coastal Carolina. Last week we saw Coastal Carolina upset UL Lafayette, so I like Georgia Southern in that spot, a heavy run offense. And I like the Cowboys. I gave it out yesterday. Cowboys, baby, what could go wrong with betting a team that is 0-6 ATS. Give me the Cowboys at a pick.
Yeah, Tim Murray has talked me into the Cowboys side, too. So actually, I think it's a really intriguing game. Cowboys and the Washington football team, for a lot of different reasons, that's a game I don't want to miss.
Sunday, NFC and I'm being serious. Implications.
That's like, and the Cowboys helped me win my bet on Monday.
That's a must-see game for me. The college football game I want to see the most is Michigan at Minnesota.
All right, stick with us. We have more My Guys coming up. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert, Hour 2 here. I'm Danielle Alvari here with Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray. Matt, what do you think about this week? Thursday Night Football, Week 7, anything that's exciting for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on, but I don't think it's going to start tonight necessarily with Giants, Eagles, Arkansas State, Appalachian State. Those are decent games. Sure. I'm not in action on either of those games right now. Kenny White joined us at the top of today's show. He is on Arkansas State plus 14 tonight. The Big Ten comes back Friday night. Madison, Wisconsin, Friday Night Lights. It's Illinois at Wisconsin.
A lot of line movement, Matt. On
Kenny is on Illinois plus 20 in that game, by the way.
And yesterday we talked to Mr. Sterling about UL Lafayette, UAB, and I believe he was on the Blazers, and that has moved in the other direction. UL Lafayette now laying 2.5 on the road at UAB. So we've seen some movement there with the Cajuns at the Blazers.
Anything else jump out at you?
I'm not playing that game. I thought about
Louis. How about Notre Dame at Pitt? Do you want to talk about the Irish too deep?
Where do you want me to start?
This number has come down a little bit, by the way, and I was actually starting to get interested in the underdog side. I don't know if Kenny Pickett's going to play for Pitt. I think it's doubtful, but if it'll be Joey Yellen at quarterback for Pitt if it's not Pickett. The numbers come down, what, from 11.5 to 10, I think, across the board. I think it's difficult to lay the points with Notre Dame right now. If you look at the history of these Irish Panthers games.
Usually close.
Usually close, down to the wire type of games.
And except when Narduzzi decides to cover Will Fuller single coverage, and that did not work out well for him. The Bear, Chris Felica, tweeted this out earlier today about this game, Matt. Pitt has covered 4 of the last 5 times it's faced a ranked Notre Dame team, winning outright twice. Pitt, 4-1 ATS under Narduzzi against top 5 opponents. I haven't played this game. I've thought about Notre Dame just because I felt like off a sluggish spot, Matt, this could be a spot where Notre Dame could turn it around. But
first road trip of the season for the Irish, and Pat Narduzzi desperately needs a win at Pitt. A couple of 1-point losses in there before the loss at Miami last week. Let's go to Derek Stevens, downtown Las Vegas. We're lucky to have this guy on every week. Derek, I can't imagine how busy you are right now, about to open the one of the coolest casinos you'll ever see. Circa is going to open Tuesday night. How hectic has it been for you recently?
Oh, this is great. I want to tell you guys, I appreciate coming on. I enjoy doing this with you, and it's helpful for me because it breaks up my day a little bit. Our friend Mike Palm is actively in the middle of trying to make sure that all the last-minute details are finished, and, we're all kind of doing that. So we're excited, but I'm really glad to be on with you right now.
Yeah, what's Mike Palm up to today? So he couldn't make the spot. Is he busy training for a marathon, or what's going on?
He's busy licensing about 100 dealers that started last Sunday, still going on, finalizing the schedules. You know, tonight's a kind of a special night. Tonight's going to be our first test date, so we've taken some of our employees that aren't working today, and they come in tonight at 5 o'clock and get to try out a few of the restaurants, the bars. We're going to run our table games with some Monopoly money and figure out what we got going and what's broken. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. That starts up at about an hour.
So that's called Circa Play Day. Is that right? That's
yeah,
what you
exactly.
call this? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Play Day. We're going in to try to break things here, see which light bulbs don't work, see which toilets break. So, I mean, that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to break a lot tonight. I guarantee you that.
All right. So Tuesday night is going to be the grand opening and the VSiN pregame show. Tim Murray, you're going to be a host on this.
Just got my tux today.
Did you?
Yeah. Derek, no flip-flops for me next Tuesday night, which, by the way, streaming exclusively on VSiN.com for free. starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, going all through the night leading up to the first broadcast of Follow the Money from our brand new studios inside the Circa Sportsbook, 7 a.m. Eastern. That will be on Wednesday, October 28th. So 12 hours of live coverage from the Circa. Mr. Stevens, Mike Palm, I'll be there. Danielle will be there, all for free, VSiN.com. So, yeah, I'm dressing up for the occasion, Derek.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. I'm excited. You're going to get to host this. We're going to have a lot of people coming into the new VSiN booth and give you a lot of interviews here. I'm also excited about the fact that this is the first time I'm going to meet Danielle Alvari.
That's right.
I've been trying, but hell, every time I come on, she hits the bricks. I don't even get to talk to her on this bit.
She'll be there Tuesday night. You get to spend plenty of time with Danielle and get to meet her Tuesday. So she's looking forward to that as well. She's actually waving to you, Derek, but she's off camera right now. So she'll be down there Tuesday night with Tim Murray. And, Tim, how many hours of coverage do we have on VSiN for the Circus?
12 hours. 12 hours starting at 10 p.m. Eastern all through the night. And Mitch and Paul will have Follow the Money starting at 4 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. Eastern, live from that beautiful studio there in down at the Circa.
That's the Circa grand opening event. You can watch all night for free on vsin.com Tuesday, October 27th. And the Circa Sportsbook is phenomenal, Derek. And I see Stadium Swim getting a lot of hype on Twitter, too. What's been your favorite part of this? I know you probably like so many aspects of it. It's tough to pick one favorite. But if you said, man, this is my favorite part of Circa, what would it be?
You know, I've been asked that question a few times this week, and I can't really answer it. I mean, I love the Mega Bar. I love the sports book. I love the VSiN studio. I love Stadium Swim. I mean, I'm going to have a lot of time trying to figure out where my home base is going to be. We're going to have a lot of fun trying to figure that one out. That's for sure.
All right. That's going to be really cool. That's next week. Let's move on to the Circa football contest updates, Derek. And what happened with the Survivor contest in week 6?
Yeah, so we had a couple of knockouts. Two teams got wiped out a few people. The largest was the Patriots backers. So now from our initial 1,390 in the Circus Survivor, we are down to 353 going into week 7. And I think this is the point in time where it gets very, very interesting. I think Drew and Matt Metcalf and Chris Bennett, they posted something pretty interesting on the Circus Sports site. And what it does, it shows the remaining entrants, but it also shows which teams they are no longer able to choose.
Okay.
So you're going to start seeing, and then they aggregate it. So what you're going to see is most entrants can no longer take the Dolphins because so many people were on the Dolphins last week. Most entrants can't take the Colts. So you're going to start seeing this as it whittles down. It's pretty interesting here. And, you know, who has the upper hand? Who has the best cards left in their hands? So I think this week is going to be another week. It's going to be a tough week. I think based upon a couple moves of a couple games, I think there's going to be some reluctance for anyone to take Tampa Bay or the Raiders just because you don't know what's going to happen. You have to have a winner in Survivor. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got some bye weeks and a few other things like that. I think this is going to be another tough week. It's one of those weeks where if you do have a double option available, you might be thinking about throwing it down.
All right, last week the Patriots knocked out 51 entrants. You talked about that. So that was a high-impact game last week in the Circus Sports Survivor Pro Football Contest. I would assume that a lot of people in this contest have already used the Chiefs, Derek. Is that the case? Because that looks like that would be one of the obvious plays this week would have to be the Chiefs, or I would probably play the Rams on Monday night. I think the Rams are going to whip the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, the Rams have actually been heavily played here so far in the contest. A lot of people have been holding the Chiefs back and holding the Ravens back. So I think a lot of people were really trying to think ahead about this. Ravens for a couple reasons. One, because they're a Thanksgiving Day team, but also because you want to try to hold a couple of nice trump cards back.
Sure.
I think I agree with you though. I think that the Chiefs game could be one of the bigger plays here. this weekend. The only real question is some people are just fundamentally opposed to of taking a road team, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the elements that I would say would be under consideration.
Yeah, I don't like playing road teams necessarily either. We saw that in week one where the Colts went on the road and got knocked off by the Jaguars. That knocked out Brent Musburger, I think, in the contest. The Bills are on the road as 12.5, 13-point favorites at the Jets, right? And the Jets got to be a popular play against every week.
Yeah, absolutely. The Jets are definitely a strong play against them. I mean, you're looking at the Bills. You know, I would say that, you know, obviously on a point spread basis, that's going to be the biggest play. And then you know, with the way the Jets have played, we talked about this last week, that the survivor component on the Jets against, that's certainly a strategy worth a lot of consideration. I think you're going to see a lot of people just betting against the Jets in a survivor until they get limited on who they can take.
All right, Derek Stevens with us from the D, downtown Las Vegas. The Circa grand opening is Tuesday night. Tim Murray, Danielle Alvari are going to be there as hosts. You can watch all night for free on VSiN.com. That's Tuesday, October 27th. So I think Wes Reynolds is going to be in studio with me that day, since you and Danielle are going to be the stars of the show down at Circa. Derek, you put out the Circa Sports Million 2 numbers for the contest this week, and Eagles 4.5-point favorites over the Giants tonight. Typically, the Thursday game is very lightly played in this contest, right? I saw last week we had no Thursday game, but you're not going to have many Thursday night plays in this contest, right?
No, you really never see too much on Thursday. And even if you really like a side, it's really tough because you have to lock in your other four games. And I think with so much information that comes out on Thursday evening and all day Friday, it becomes a little too risky to take the Thursday game. So I don't think we're going to see much today. The big variance, I'd say, between what we're seeing here on the Westgate contest lines versus the Circa contest lines is that Matt Metcalf posted the Bills as an 11.5. Where at Westgate it's a 13, so that's mm-hmm. the biggest contest variance for week 7 between the two major contests.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. So you got the Browns 3.5 at Cincinnati, the Cowboys Washington game a pick, Falcons 2 over the Lions, Saints 7.5 over the Panthers. Like Derek said, Bills 11.5 at the Jets, Packers 3.5 at Houston, Seahawks 3.5 at Arizona. That's the new Sunday night game replacing the Raiders hosting the Bucks, and on the circuit contest, Bucks are 3.5-point favorites. Also, Patriots 1.5 over the Niners, Chiefs 9.5 at Denver, Chargers 7.5 over the Jaguars, Titans 1.5 over the Steelers. We've seen a flip of favorites in that game this week. And then Monday night, Rams 6 over the Bears. Derek, what about this Bucks-Raiders game? It's like you said, you almost have to wait till the last minute to get all the information before you put your plays in at this point. And we really have no idea right now if this game's going to be played Sunday, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the information that's coming out is they've determined, you know, CBS and NBC made a swap of games. It's actually a great thing from a overall football fan perspective. I mean, you get to see Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray on national TV, which kind of locks up the fact you're going to have a great Sunday night. You're going to have that and a game 5 of the World Series. So it should be a great Sunday night of sports. I guess the whole element here by moving the Tampa Bay Raiders game earlier in the day is if, in fact, these tests come back in a manner that they end up having to cancel the game, at least you're not canceling the Sunday night game. So right now it's still a flip-flop at times, and we'll have to see how this plays out in the next 24 hours.
Got to make sure we have a game on Sunday night, and that's going to be Seahawks-Cardinals. That's still a really good matchup. I'm curious, Derek. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, hey, there's one thing in the Circus Sports Millions I wanted to talk about. Going into week 7, this is a rather unbelievable situation. We got a guy, his contest name is Presence. And after 6 weeks, he's at 25.5 points. Jeez. Solely in first place. Whew. And second place, he has a second entry. And he is solely in second place at 25 points.
Oh my gosh.
Third place, he's tied with one other guy at 24.5. Yeah. So he currently is in first, second, and tied for third in the overall. Now, I know it's early, but I've never seen anything like this before where one guy's got the top three, you know, at this point in the season.
That is remarkable. I saw that, too. I'm glad you brought up that point because that's just a phenomenal record. It's almost like too good to be true. Too.
Right.
Yeah. How do you do that? Derek, last question for you I have is on the Patriots. They are 1.5-point home favorites over the Niners. A lot of people right now wanting to write off the Patriots. And this is a ultimate, looks like a really ultimate buy low spot on Bill Belichick at home here, weighing 1.5. Are you in that crowd that wants to write off the Patriots, or do you think that they might be worth a play this week off a loss?
No, you know, I'm definitely not going to be as someone that writes off the Patriots. Look at how Belichick puts these schemes together. I mean, he is unbelievable how he can neutralize the strongest asset of the opposition. And you might see this again. Clearly, they're going to be focusing on Kittle in their defensive schemes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the way Belichick can game plan a defensive scheme to neutralize someone else's strength is really amazing. So, I would be a little reluctant to take the 49ers. I'm a big Belichick fan in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you too. And we saw what Belichick did to Darren Waller and the Raiders. He used to talk about taking away the tight end and the number one weapon, and that's what the Pats did to the Raiders. All right, Derek Stevens down at the D Sportsbook upstairs.
Gotta ask
Bar,
about
Canada.
Michigan.
What's that?
Michigan. How you feeling? We got less than a minute here, Derek. Okay. But his Wolverines are.
Yeah, going. That's the biggest game in college football. Glad you brought that up, Tim. Michigan at Minnesota Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a night game in Minnesota. Michigan always struggles a little bit. But I'm just so glad that Big Ten football's back. I think it's a great opening game. I mean, with Big Ten back, I mean, this really will be the first Saturday where you get the full schedule. So we're excited about Big Ten being back, and go Blue.
All right, we're going to say go Gophers. Tim and I are on Minnesota. That's okay. Thanks a lot, Derek. Appreciate you jumping on with us. Say hi to Mike Palm, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Derek Stevens down at the D, downtown Las Vegas, and Circa grand opening event Tuesday night. You can watch it all here for free on vsin.com. Tim Murray, Danielle Alvari are going to be the superstar hosts of that program. Back in a couple minutes.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. Do you love live in-game action? If so, go to oddstrader.com, one of the best sites out there for live in-game odds and stats. Oddstrader.com. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Here are your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. And thanks to Derek Stevens for jumping on there for about 15 minutes with us from Circus Sports and that a great sports book actually upstairs at the D, that Bar Canada. That's a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
Much improved over what it was in previous years. And I don't think you probably saw the previous D Sportsbook, did you?
Nope,
upstairs.
Did not.
Wasn't much to talk about. Derek Stevens made a lot of improvements down there. And that sportsbook is nice. I like the one at the Golden Gate, too. And the fact it's open 24 hours is great for night owls. And the fact you can bet late night on the app.
Yeah, yeah.
All You're right, night owl. Top plays, Tim Murray. Let's get to it. And last night, you and I cashed with the Rays plus 125 in game two of the World Series. That was a nice underdog win last night. How about college football and NFL for the weekend? You're not going to be here tomorrow, so yep. Fire some plays.
All right, I'm firing away. I'm taking the advice of Matt. I had some leans last week, didn't give them out, and it burned me. So here we go. Louisville laying 4.5. Matt, you just joked. I think you and I might be the only people who like Louisville in this spot. I think the Florida State win, give them credit over North Carolina, a bit fluky. This line opened at 9, has steamed down to 4.5. I'm going to play it now because I'm not here tomorrow. I like Louisville in this spot.
You know, I kind of trust the Circa odds makers, too. You know, they make those numbers. And I don't think those guys are that far off. I made Louisville like, I think, a 7-point favorite in this game.
Yeah, so Louisville laying 4.5. I think this is a spot for them. Defensively, they played pretty well. Ben, but didn't break against Notre Dame. And like I said, Florida State, big win over UNC last weekend at home. Now they're going on the road to Louisville. So give me the Cards there. Georgia Southern plus 5.5 in this spot, Matt. This is a fade of Coastal Carolina. First time in school history they're in the top 25. They're coming off their first ever win over a top 25 opponent in UL Lafayette. You and I like Coastal Carolina last week. Give me Georgia Southern, team who leads the country in time of possession. They are a great running team, run the option, and Coastal Carolina struggles to slow the run. Hold your nose special on this one. I missed the good number, but I'm still going to play it. Rutgers plus 13.5. This is more of a fade of Michigan State. I think Michigan State is a bit void of talent right now. Rutgers brings in Greg Schiano, gets a ton of transfers, still has a little talent there. I think it's just too many points. Give me Rutgers. I got it at 14. I'll play it at 13.5. Played Kansas State yesterday, laying 20. And then I also played Cowboys yesterday at a pick against the football team.
I like the Rutgers play as well. I think Spartans are going to be a team to fade in the Big Ten, but I also think a lot of people know that Michigan State's going to be a team to fade. And when this number opened 14 or 14.5, Michigan State at home, I anticipated there was going to be some sharp guys who played the Rutgers side. And like you said, right now, 13.5 is the best number you can grab on this game. But I think Michigan State's going to be one of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're not. They are. Mel Tucker coming in, only 1 year as a head coach. Mark D'Antonio, I think, left on – I think he left knowing what was in the cupboard. So this is going to be a tough spot for the Spartans.
Mark D'Antonio got out because it was a good time for him to get out. And it could be a rough year for the Spartans. All right, Tim Murray talked me into this pick. Put me on record for the Cowboys pick over the Washington football team. I was talking with JVT on the Edge about this morning. And it's a buy-low spot on Dallas for a lot of reasons. This team is dysfunctional, and nobody wants a piece of the Cowboys right now, but they have far more offensive skill position talent. And I got to play the Cowboys at a pick 'em. That line was -3 a couple days ago. I still think the Zeke Elliott fumbles were what completely flipped that game Monday night and made Dallas look
Michael
a lot
Gallup
worse.
Michael Gallup dropped.
Gallup dropped. The pass interference non-called to turn into an interception. McCarthy trotting out the kicker for a 58-yard field goal attempt when it was 21-3. How many mistakes did the Cowboys make? Got to clean that stuff up. Should be able to beat the football team.
Should be
able
to.
Pick them spot. Cowboys won both games last year against Washington, 31-21 and 47-16. All right, college football plays. I'll go over quickly. We'll talk about these more on tomorrow's show as well. 344, Purdue plus 3 over Iowa. Mississippi plus 3.5 over Auburn, fading Bo Nix and the Tigers again this week. Texas Tech plus 3.5 over West Virginia, another home dog. Three straight home dogs. How about two more? Nevada plus 5 over Wyoming. That 5 is up at Circus Sports right now. That's the best number. Grab that. We're going to have JVT on next to talk about some Mountain West football, and that'd be one of the games we talk about. Nevada, Wyoming, and also Minnesota plus 3 over Michigan. All right, those are top plays. I'll add some more tomorrow on the show. We have Aaron Renning, Scott Kellen, James Alberino, and Brad Powers is going to be on that Handicap nice. College Football, plus Musburger and the Mad Dog, a stacked Friday show. But JVT on deck with Mountain West Football and UFC.
Looking for live streaming and replays from nearly any thoroughbred, harness, or greyhound track out there, check out RTN.tv, the racetrack television network. RTN has the most HD content of any streaming service and is available on many devices, including TVs, PCs, tablets, smartphones, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV. And as a special offer for VSiN viewers, use the promo code VSiN in all caps, and you'll get your first 5 days of live streaming and replays for free. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Daniel. Danielle Avari, and here is Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray.
All right, we're at the South Point Sportsbook, and this is a first ever on My Guys in the Desert. We're going to send it out live to the pumpkin patch where JVT is out there doing some Halloween preparations and handicapping Mountain West football. How's it going, man?
It's going well. Two train rides later, the kid is officially exhausted. So, you know, we're ready to pack up and get out of here.
Have you bought your pumpkin? Did you pick out a big fat one?
We're in the process of it. So we're going to wuss out. We're going to paint the pumpkin. So that's kind of wussification there. You know, 2020 kids these days, but we have picked out a pumpkin.
I tell you, yeah, you get inside those guts, though. It's just, it's a mess. You're better off painting a JVT.
I'm carving my own pumpkin. I don't know what these two are doing, but I'm carving mine.
Tim, you know how that is. You've got, what, three or four kids?
One 3-year-old, and that is that is plenty.
Okay.
Seems like three kids at sometimes.
All right, JVT, you did the Mountain West preview for the VSIN College Football Betting Guide Part 2. We did the four conferences about to return to action, the Big Ten, Pac-12, Mountain West, and MAC. And I think some interesting games this week to kick it off in the Mountain West. Two of them that interest you are also high on my radar. How about Hawaii and Fresno State? Let's start there because this number at Circus Sports opened a little bit higher. Fresno State now a 4-point home favorite over Hawaii, total of 66. This is a 4:30 p.m. Pacific kickoff time. And we have new coaches on each side in this game, JVT.
Yeah, I think 6-0 in the Mountain West Conference. Like, there's a lot of new faces in this conference. It seems to be kind of deep. But this game, so it opened up circa Fresno -8. That was way too high. The market's corrected at the 4, and I still think this is playable for Hawaii. You know, I like a lot of what Hawaii brings to the table. On the surface, you're going to see only 6 starters back on offense. But Shavin Cordero appeared in 12 games last season, threw for over 907 yards, 8 touchdowns. He's got plenty of experience. Every time Nick Rolovich got sick of Cole McDonald throwing interceptions, Cordero got in that game, and he has a really high skill set. Good arm, really good mobility. He loses a little bit of receiver, but he's got a talented stable of running backs. And I kind of like what this like roster is for Todd Graham in his first year. Like, I think it kind of suits him offensively. So I'm kind of in Hawaii here taking 4 points. You know, Fresno State just named their quarterback this week. It's a transfer from Washington, who I guess his parents met in Fresno State. Maybe that gives him a little bit of a boost. But regardless, he's limited action, hasn't looked good in the times where he had to play extended action for Washington. I like Hawaii +4 here, Matt.
All right, those teams are a little bit of a mystery to me. By the way, Fresno State opened -8 at Circa, down to -4, so some sharp early bettors agreeing with you that that number was too high at Circa. The total down from 69.5 to 66 from the Circa opener. Now, JVT, we're on the same side here, Wyoming and Nevada. And this game, let's see, on the board is number 381, 382. Circa had 5 up on the board for a long time today. I think it's just disappeared, and now it's back to 4.5. But again, this number has moved a little bit as well, and we'll see what the opener was. Check these openers, by the way. If you want to bet at Circa, they go up at 11 a.m. on Sundays. First in the world to get these college football lines up. Circa opened Wyoming -2, total of 50.5. And right now it's Wyoming -4.5, total of 51 in Reno. Saturday night. I like the home dog in this spot, JVT. You did the preview on the Wolfpack. It's not too often you can get a home dog like this at this number with 17 returning starters, including the quarterback.
Dude, 17 returning starters, 10 on offense alone. Yeah. You had Carson Strong coming back, over 2,000 yards, 11 touchdowns last year. The skill positions are loaded. Toa Taua, Devontae Lee, over 1,100 yards on the ground last year. The offensive line's essentially intact. The entire defensive line comes back for Nevada. Like, this is like a really good team, I think, in the Mountain West overall. I'm really surprised that the numbers gotten this high. And humans, you know, you and I have talked about this. I'm actually kind of high on Wyoming this year. This could be one of the best offenses Craig Bowles had in his tenure in Laramie. I think if you look at the sophomore quarterback that they're bringing back, and Sean Chambers, he was great running that offense last year. They get their leading rusher back as well. But at the same time, only 4 guys come back on defense. You're rebuilding that linebacking core. Like, this is, I think, a spot where the market is right in saying that Wyoming is going to be a good team. But I don't know if they're going to be this good, especially laying 5 against a team that brings back 17 total returning starters. I took Nevada +5. I thought this was going to be like Nevada -1.
Yep.
So I don't, you know, I hate to say wrong team favor, but I definitely think this number is too high.
Yeah, I made it a pick 'em game Saturday night when I was breaking down the Mountain West. I like both these teams, Wyoming and Nevada, but I'll play the home dog in this spot like you, Wolfpack plus five. Hey, 1 minute on this game, and then Tim Murray's going to ask you about UFC 254. We have a get-out game. We have a few of them this
week.
Three of them to start after 7 p.m. Pacific. Quick take on UNLV San Diego State. Numbers as high as Aztecs minus 15, mostly 14.5 with a total of 49.
You know, I don't really like what San Diego State brings to the table offensively, outside of actually really nothing. Carson Baker named the starting quarterback, but outside of that, Jordan Bird's like their best skill player. But when it comes to UNLV, man, like, they had the COVID outbreak. We don't know how many players have been affected, really. And on top of that, this is a defense that regularly gives up 430 yards and hasn't added much talent. I'm surprised that UNLV is getting some action, but with the lack of talent on offense for San Diego State, like, I'm not going to get involved anyway, you know, in this one.
All right, JVT, before we let you run, we got about a minute and a half. What do you like? UFC 254, just a reminder, folks, this is a unusual start. Gets going at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 a.m. on Saturday out here in Las Vegas. It is Khabib and Gaethje as your headliner. What do you like right now? By the way, Khabib is minus 360.
Yeah, that's up 15 cents from the other day, Tim. Look, I like Khabib a lot in this spot, and you can circumvent that big price a certain way. Inside the distance is a pick over at Circa at last look. Khabib is a guy who's just going to dictate his style and the way he wants to fight this. You know, Justin Gaethje's got a wrestling background, but he's never attempted a takedown in the UFC. It's not going to be a game that he's comfortable with. He wants to stand and strike, and Khabib's not going to let him. He's one of the best UFC fighters of all time because he dictates the way he wants to fight, and he's going to do it again here. I think he's going to finish him. I don't know if it's going to be a submission or knockout, but I took Khabib inside the distance at minus 110.
And that, once again, will probably get going. I don't know. What do you think, JVT? 1:15 local time?
Yeah, I think it's two our time or something
Something like that in that ballpark.
Fight Island. There it is. The DraftKings line minus 335. You said it's high as 360 on Khabib.
Yeah, Westgate is minus 360 on Khabib.
That's going to be a heck of a fight on a Saturday afternoon.
Right there in the middle of college football.
I know. Hey, JVT, thanks a lot. Good luck at the pumpkin patch.
Thanks, guys.
Host of The Edge, Monday to Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, at me, JVT, on Twitter. Back in a couple minutes, we'll wrap it up here today on My Guys in the Desert.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N, when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari, again here with your hosts Matt Humans and Tim Murray, and this is the 2-minute drill, where Matt and Tim have 2 minutes and only 2 minutes to talk about each game, starting with the 2-5-0 teams, Steelers and Titans. Matt.
Oh,
all right,
clock is on.
There it is. Look,
we have the clock. We've seen a flip of favorites in this game. On Tuesday afternoon, you could have grabbed Titans plus two. Now it's Titans minus one. And I actually like the Titans at plus two. That was one of my picks this week in Point Spread Weekly. Titans have been home for a while now, Tim. They haven't had to hit the road. They beat up the Buffalo Bills. They were lucky last week. One of the bad beats of the season. If you had the Texans plus 3.5, Tennessee was able to escape that game in overtime, 42-36. The Titans are 5-0. Steelers are 5-0. This is obviously the best game in the NFL this week. I like that Steelers defense, but don't forget, got a key injury there too. Devin Bush is out, and I think he was one of the two most important players on that defense. We're going to see if Derrick Henry can run the ball at a physical Pittsburgh defense this week. I would lean to the Titans here, but like I said, the favorites flipped, and I can see why.
Yeah, and that Devin Bush injury, you know, you talk about Pittsburgh, and you think about Big Ben, you think about Chase Claypool, the way he's been playing so far, the weapons they have offensively, or Bud Dupree, or T.J. Watt, or Stephon Tuitt, whatever it is, getting to the quarterback. But Devin Bush is a massive importance to that defense. Right now, Pittsburgh second in the league in rushing yards allowed at 62.2 yards per game, just a yard and a half behind Tampa Bay. But I like Pittsburgh in this spot. I faded Tennessee last week. They were very fortunate to win that game. We certainly have went over the game quite a bit. Pittsburgh looks like a team that could be a Super Bowl contender. Let's not forget that Tennessee, the first 3 weeks of the season, won their three games by a combined 6 points. So I will take Pittsburgh in this spot. I know it's a flip of favorites. I don't like going against line movement, but I will take Pittsburgh at plus the one.
All right, just in time, moving on to Buccaneers at the Raiders, providing that this game happens, of course. Mm-hmm. Matt?
Well, I like the Raiders initially in this game at plus three or three and a half, and it's hard to take a stand with the Raiders at this point because we don't know who's the last man standing on the offensive line. Trent Brown sent home along with the rest of the offensive line for the Raiders. We're still waiting for some reports on what's going to happen with that situation with the Las Vegas offensive line. I did like the spot, even though the Raiders, I don't like teams that are hot going into a bye and coming out of a bye, and the Raiders won at Kansas City before the bye. They needed that week because they had so many guys banged up on both sides of the football. I thought a bye could actually be a good thing for the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers were in a great spot last week at home against the Packers, who were coming off the bye. And that Tampa Bay defense is for real. You know, we just talked about the Pittsburgh defense, which if you're ranking top five defenses, you're going to talk about Pittsburgh right there in the top five. And I think Tampa Bay is on the fringe of that. I lean Raiders, but it's hard to even make any sort of definitive statement on this game. We don't know the status of half of the Raiders' offense.
Yeah, if you look at the injury report right now for the Raiders, it is a who's who. Jonathan Abram did not participate today. Denzel Good, Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Colton Miller, because of that offensive line being sent home due to COVID concerns. So, yeah, it's a tough one to play. It's off the board. But, you know, if let's just say the Raiders' offensive line were healthy, everybody's going to be on the Buccaneers in this spot, Danielle. Everybody in the world is going to grab the Buccaneers because of what we just saw, how they played against the Green Bay Packers, and that was a good spot to buy on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I would lean the Raiders in this spot. Obviously, a no play right now. We'll wait and see what this offensive line is. But, yeah, I just think it's a good spot for the Raiders coming off a bye and the Buccaneers. It's at an all-time high point for this Buccaneers team coming off of that impressive win against the Green Bay Packers. So I would lean Raiders.
All right, what about number 18, Michigan, traveling to number 21, Minnesota?
This is your game there, Matt.
Yeah, this is, I've talked a lot the last 2 weeks about home dogs, right? And we've talked about the Raiders. You could probably get 4 or 4.5 with them against Tampa this week. You could have had 3.5 with Minnesota. It's 3 right now across the board. I would probably still play it. The Gophers are off an 11-win season for P.J. Fleck. They have the quarterback returning, Tanner Morgan. He had 30 touchdown passes last year. When he gets hot, he is tough to stop. His completion percentage up around 70% or better in a lot of Big Ten games last year. And Rashad Bateman returns, probably the most talented wide receiver in the Big Ten. I think this line is a little bit disrespectful to the Gophers, who won 11 games, including a bowl, and now they're home underdogs to a Michigan team that's done nothing but really underachieve the past few years. The most fascinating aspect of this game is going to be Joe Milton, the 6'5", 250 quarterback for the Wolverines, making his first start on the road. The Wolverines have won 16 straight times in Minneapolis, but I'll take the home dog.
I'll give you a couple trends. You said Brad Powers will be on the show tomorrow, right? Uh-huh. 2:45 Eastern. Looking forward to that. Brad's great football handicapper, college football handicapper. He put this trend out earlier this week, Matt. Michigan as a favorite. Since 2006, Danielle, Michigan is 1-20 on the road against ranked teams, losing by an average of 15 points per game, and 16-15 ATS, failing to cover by 8 points per game. I will give you another trend, though. Jim Harbaugh, believe it or not, between teams that are outside the top 10 but in the top 25, Danielle, 8-2 ATS since getting to Michigan. But I do like the Gophers here. I agree with Matt. We've been talking about this quite a bit. 3.5 would have been a better spot to certainly grab this at. But the news of Rashad Bateman coming back, the entire offensive line coming back, mm-hmm. Tanner Morgan is back for Minnesota at home. Maybe some weather. It's going to be very cold. I like Minnesota and maybe lean towards the under in this one.
Okay, so don't disrespect the Gophers because you could really dig yourself a hole.
PJ
there.
Flex 7-2, nice 7-2 ATS as an underdog.
That was a good one,
night.
Daniel.
That was good.
Yeah, dig yourself a hole. All right, number 17, Iowa State at number 6, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, obviously the favorite.
Yeah, this one, you know, I was high on Oklahoma State coming into the year, and this is the Tulsa-Oklahoma State game is going to be one we look back at because I was sitting here in this studio, and I was thinking, what's wrong with Oklahoma State? Tulsa stinks. They had COVID issues. They hadn't had any practices, and they're winning this game 16-7 and really had a chance to lose that game outright. Well, Tulsa's actually turned out to be a pretty good football team. Oklahoma State, you still kind of throw up your hands and say, I don't know what they are. Spencer Sanders is going to be back, Matt. But Mike Gundy alluded you might see Illingworth and Sanders. You could see a two-quarterback system here. I just, in this spot, I think it's more of a pick 'em type game. I'll just grab the points. I think Brock Purdy, you know, the month of October has always been a good month for Brock Purdy. We've talked about coaching discrepancies, excuse me. I like Matt Campbell over, you know, Mike Gundy in this spot. So the questions at quarterback, I know Oklahoma State has had a chance to heal up here, but I'm going to grab the points with Iowa State here on the road against Oklahoma State.
I'm trying to talk myself into two Big 12 dogs this week, maybe three. One is Texas Tech at home getting 3.5 against West Virginia. One is Baylor getting 9 at Texas. And also Iowa State here getting 3.5 at Oklahoma State. I like the coach-quarterback combination for the Cyclones, Matt Campbell and Brock Purdy. I think you got a decisive edge there for the Cyclones. And by the way, Matt Campbell's got a really good record in the underdog role as Chris Felica, the Bear of ESPN, points out.
Yep.
I think he's one of the biggest proponents of Iowa State, right?
He loved them.
Seems like the Bear is always on Iowa State. They are obviously, it's been a while since the upset of Oklahoma, so they've had some time to come down from that. The first game of the season, the loss to Louisiana, obviously a fluke. I think this Iowa State team is probably a solid top 20 team, not a top 10 team. I like Campbell and Purdy in the underdog role. Give me the 3.5, Danielle.
We have just enough time to talk about Matt's favorite game, Thursday Night Football, Giants and Eagles. Two more minutes here.
I don't hate the game, Danielle. I just don't want to bet.
You could have fooled me.
From a betting perspective, I don't see a whole lot here. I mean,
sure.
Ben Fox of ESPN.
Not with ESPN anymore. He's with us.
Formerly
of ESPN. Now with VSIN. When he was an editor at ESPN.com, he used to give me a lot of, I'll say, crap about picking the Giants every week against the spread. And I was struggling with the Giants against the spread. So this year I've tried to avoid the Giants. And Danielle, it's just like a tease. It's trying to draw me in. +5 on the Giants? I think this is going to be a 23-20 type of game. But, you know, I'm going to take Ben's advice and try to separate myself from Big Blue. By the way, Giants 1-5 straight up, 3-3 against the number this year. I have bet them a couple times, but I'm not going to play this game tonight. Like I said, I don't necessarily like the word lean, but that's what I'm looking at here. Giants +5 under the total, but I'm not going to bet it.
Lane Johnson back for Philadelphia, which is huge. Right tackle Lane Johnson. DeSean Jackson expected to play maybe for 6 plays, Matt, and then he'll probably get hurt again. He'll tweak mm-hmm. something. Yep. But Miles Sanders out. Zach Ertz out. They were hoping maybe Dallas Goedert would be back. No, he's not back. It's too many points for me to lay with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I also have a tough time trusting anything about the New York Football Giants. What have they shown outside of beating a very bad Washington team last week and stopping a 2-point conversion at 20-19? So it's difficult for me to back here. We talked about props. The one I would look at, if you could search around, if there are any Jalen Hurts props, I think that's maybe a wrinkle that Doug Peterson tries to throw out there, get him involved. We've seen him bits and pieces, maybe on a short week. Doug Peterson, Danielle, tries to throw some Jalen Hurts out there.
All right, well, That is it for 2 Minute Drill. Thanks so much for joining us here on My Guys in the Desert. We'll be back here tomorrow to talk about World Series Game 3.
All right, Danielle, great job hosting the game show. Tim, a pick on the college game tonight?
I'll ride with Kenny. Give me Arkansas State plus the points.